Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yesterday we had Brad Stewart, Coles regional manager, on the line, fundamentally saying, I've been down to the wharf and we've got the barge coming in. And my idea of a barge was it's going to be limited number of pallets. Well, as it turned out, this is what it said in the Cairns Post today, about 200 pallets of Coles stock, including meat, fresh produce and groceries, arrived in Cairns yesterday via barge. While most customers have been understanding, stock limits at some supermarkets and food supply anxiety reportedly triggered desperate scenes at some stores at the weekend as groceries arrived. Look, this was yesterday, though, and I must admit, I had a picture of the barge and you know, limited number of pallets, so I thought there'd be skimpy supplies going in. I went to the one at Cairns Central, probably about 1 o'clock or something, and people, admittedly, were very energised in their efforts to get their hands on something. But I didn't see the confrontations or the elbows, etc., that people are talking about. I don't know, maybe it might be exaggerated. But the fact of the matter is, within an hour or so, from what I heard, Coles in town was pretty well chock-a-block. It was amazing for just 200 pallets, but there you go. Brad's back on the line again. Brad Stewart, Coles regional manager. Hello, Brad.
Morning, John. How are we going?
I'm well. How did the distribution go of the 200 pallets yesterday?
Yeah, it went well, John. You know, the store team's done a fantastic job with our transport providers, Linfox, to get the stock around to the shops as quick as possible. Mm. You know, we were able to, you know, restock some of them key lines yesterday afternoon for our customers.
I was surprised how far it all went. I mean, you probably knew. You expected it was going to have a very significant and beneficial impact on the shops, but so many of the empty shelves were very quickly filled and very quickly emptied.
Yeah, it was, yeah. So as quick as it came in, definitely depleted into the afternoon. But it was great to, you know, get that amount of stock onto that barge yesterday. So, you know, the store teams were very energised, you know, when that stock was landing in stores during the day yesterday.
Do you know, I'm so pleased you gave them a pat on the back, because the staff were under pressure because people were demanding information on what's coming in and where such and such. And from what I saw yesterday, everyone was so well-mannered among your staff. They were bloody terrific and they were under pressure.
Yeah, definitely a good crew up here, John. You know, they have gone through, you know, these circumstances before, and they, you know, they are very well versatile in this, and they're very resilient. So, you know, I'll take my hat off to my team up in the Cairns area.
Now, Brad, did you hear about the convoy coming through at, what was it, 20 to 1 this morning, coming through Gordonvale, truck after truck? I think there were 40 trucks in the convoy, and you can imagine the sort of welcome they would have got. Most people were asleep, but not everybody. So it was just terrific. They all got together, and they just travelled up together as a 40-truck convoy. It was remarkable.
It was a great sight to definitely see early this morning, you know, and as part of that convoy, it was great news that there was a lot of, you know, essential supplies coming into the Cairns area, you know, and we were lucky enough to, you know, have some trucks amongst that, and, you know, potentially another, you know, 300 odd pallets landing in Cairns as we speak.
Well, what are your shelves looking like today in your Coles stores, Brad?
Yeah, we are still very light, John, I must say. Like, it will be quite some time till we rebuild our supermarkets back to normal. But the best thing is, you know, we can see that, you know, that Coast Road is open, although it's shut a little bit at the moment to get some more repairs. But, you know, it's great to see the stock coming in. The team are doing everything they can to get what's landing in shops onto the shelves as quick as possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a long road ahead, but, you know, there is supplies coming into the town.
Yeah. Bloody wonderful news, Bradley, and I really appreciate these updates. Thank you.
No problem at all. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Brad Stewart, he's the Coles Regional Manager.